Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I remember growing up, as a kid, I would have like a piggy bank. I think mine was like a Tootsie Roll one, so like a very, not a great piggy bank, easy to get into. But we try to save money, right? Coins, things you pick up, or change that my parents would give me. And just kind of hoarding it, right? Trying to hold on to it. And so I kind of aligned myself with this gospel, with this dishonest steward, right? Trying to kind of hold on to kind of money. And we hear kind of towards the end of that part that the master commended him, this dishonored steward, for acting prudently. And we can often think that, oh, it's good to hold on to our money, right? That even being dishonest or lying is kind of a good thing. But we are actually missing the point if that's our view. Jesus is basically commending the prudentness of the dishonest steward, not what he did, but how he did it. But so often we can be the same way. Right, we love to hold on to our money. Right? And especially we hate giving it away. So much so that we try to figure out how can I actually like give my money away less? Like we try to find those free things. You know, we figure out, hey, how can I maybe find a loophole so I don't have to pay, or I can just kind of hold on for a little bit longer and only give it to what I might want, or what might be useful to me and my family. But Jesus tells us, right, the children of the world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. Right, how true. Right, what was commended with this dishonest servant, the steward, is that he cared more about his own life and trying to make sure that he was kind of set up for when he was no longer in that position. People of the world, we do that so often, yet we aren't really preparing or acting prudently for what really matters, which is eternity in heaven. And today we get this gospel. And Jesus tells us that the person who is trustworthy in very small matters will be entrusted with great ones. Everything we have is a gift. Everything that we get is a gift from God. But how are we using it? Are we using it for our own pleasure, our own comfort, our own designs? Or are we using it for God's purposes, for His will? Right, for furthering up the kingdom, helping people get to heaven and to know Him more deeply. Because Jesus tells us our main mission, right, is to share the gospel. Right, is that go, teach all nations, right, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Right, that is for all of us. Not just for those who seemed holy. We are all called to that mission, to teach, to go proclaim the truth. And there's a lot of ways that we can do that. There's a lot of ways that we can use our wealth, our resources, for that end, for that mission. Or when we have our collection at the Mass that we normally do, we have different, you know, nonprofits and charities. We have different appeals kind of throughout the year. But in a particular way, we actually have a diocesan-wide campaign that is starting, well, it's been starting for over a year. But for us, it actually starts today. Stewardships for Saints and Scholars, in which we're raising money for all the current and future Catholic schools in our diocese. But that we may actually create saints and scholars, that the future generations will be able to proclaim Christ, to continue to further that mission, and ultimately all of us get to heaven. And so all of us, especially in this diocese, have an opportunity to use our wealth, our resources, not for our own personal gain, but for furthering the mission that God has set before us. And what better way than to do it for people who can't do it for themselves just yet? And so we get to our Stewardship for Saints and Scholars, also called S3, Stewardship for Saints and Scholars. It's catchy, I know. But there's four main components. First one is that it's on mission, right? That we're trying to get and train and retain teachers and administrators who promote the truth, promote Catholic teaching, right? That help these students become not only saints, but also scholars. The second part is that it becomes affordable, right? That we're actually able to give tuition assistance for any and all students, Catholic or not, who are trying to go to a Catholic school. Thirdly, is accessible, right? Trying to make these schools more accessible to people who might need a little bit extra help, right? Who might have some needs that we currently can't help. So trying to create more space and opportunities and get programs to actually help those students not only know the Lord, but also learn the truth. And lastly, as all the local initiatives. And so 20% of kind of our goal comes back directly to our school. And for us, it's gonna help us to kind of, at the very least, help us with some of our cooling and heating problems that we have at the school. And if you're a student, you're like, we need it, right? But those are the four components. And we'll talk more about it. We've already kind of been talking about it a little bit in these upcoming preceding months. You'll hear more about it as we continue. But maybe today we ask the Lord, how can I use the gifts that you have given me? Right? How can I use the money, the resources that you have put before me? Because we hear that no servant can serve two masters. You can either serve really yourself or God. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to serve?